The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's play the five-second rule. Here's how it works. We give you a number, typically three, but it might be higher, might be lower, and then ask you to name a number of things before the mummy sound in 5 seconds. Very simple. We'll take turns throwing categories at you. Aiden from Pennsylvania is up first. Hello, Aiden. Would you like to try to win a Lucky Idiot account?
Yeah.
Aiden, your number is three. I would like you to name three reality shows you don't like. Close.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Aiden. All right. Tyler.
Yeah.
You heard how not to do it. See if you can do more.
All right, Tyler. Your number is three, and your category is things that you cannot do left-handed.
Throw a ball, write my name, eat spaghetti.
Oh! Did it.
There you
Throw a ball, write my name, eat spaghetti. Well done. Hold on. Brendan. Hi, Brendan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Brendan. Name four foods that would be really hard to eat on a jet ski.
Spaghetti, lasagna, apple pie, and
soup. Like literally anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, which ones would be good to eat on a jet ski?
I think like one really big, like almost a burnt cookie.
An onion ring?
Oh, an onion ring. It'd be a little floppity, though.
One of those big Slim Jims.
Corn dog.
Poke
big
your
Slim
eye out.
Jim. Yeah.
Going over the waves.
Slap
you gotta pull the stick out first.
Yeah but nothing liquidy.
Yeah, no soup.
Very tough.
Let's see. Avi in Michigan. Hello, Avi.
Hello. Avi,
hello there. Hot Wings has a number and a category for you. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Avi, your number is three, and your category is men you'd give a handy to if you had to. Go ahead.
Mike, Jim, and Tony.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh!
Lucky guys.
All of his coworkers are like
just
oh,
named
man.
The first three.
I got big hands, too. So I didn't
Thank you, Avi. Well done. Scott, hello.
Hey.
How's it going, Scott? Are you very serious?
It's going good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you hiding in the bathroom at work? You're supposed to be pooping?
No, I'm good.
Just checking.
In the office.
Okay. Maitland.
All right, Scott. Your number is three and your category is celebrity couples you hate.
All of them.
You're so good at this. Thank you so much.
Hello, Jack. Jack in Schenectady, New York. Hello, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Oh, this is Jake.
Oh, Jake. Hello, Jake.
Jake, that's like
Jack,
but
you're one of those guys
different.
That spells Jake, J-A-C-K. I know how it is.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Jack, your number is two.
Two.
Name two books written by Michael Crichton.
Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park 2.
Wait, that might
Mitchell Christian.
That was there two? I think
I don't. Were? I'm not sure there was a two in book form.
I didn't know there was.
No,
a book.
You're right. You're right.
Lost World.
Oh, the Lost. I think that was the movie. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to give it to you. I feel good about that.
Sure.
Or at least I don't feel that bad about it. Mindy, no, Vernon in Kentucky. Hello, Vernon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, I'm Vernon. Good. Your number is four, and your category is parts of a car's engine.
Carburetor, spark plug, engine, exhaust.
Oh! Can you count engine as part of the engine?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, some engines have a little engine.
Hey, what's wrong with my engine? Well, yeah. It looks like your engine's busted. We can replace the engine, and then your engine will be fine. Well, that works.
The engine light's on.
All right, there you go. Vernon, we're going to count that? Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, sure.
This
Did
is Mindy.
Free?
Well, technically, yeah. Hi, Mindy.
Hi.
Mindy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mindy, name four of the worst ice cream flavors.
Pistachio, butter, and butter pecan.
That's three, but.
Is there butter ice cream? Butter
I don't know if there's butter ice cream.
No, that's just still counting cold butter.
Sounds terrible.
I mean, if there is, it wouldn't be good.
I mean, maybe it would.
I don't know. I love butter.
Would you?
That's a lot, though.
If I took an ice cream cone and then shoved a butter stick in there, would you be able to eat that?
The whole thing? Yeah. I don't think so. That'd I don't think so. That'd be a lot.
That'd be tough. Mindy, thank you. Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hi.
Hot Wings is ready to challenge you. Are you ready to be challenged?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Okay. Your number is four, and your category is bad scents to use for Axe body spray. Go.
What? Didn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
My God. Anita, you're a disappointment to me right now.
I know. I'm an idiot. Sorry. I'm outside walking, so I can't.
Okay. It's hard to walk.
Don't stress yourself out.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let me give you. All right. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you another one, Anita, that seems more clear. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Okay. I know. Yeah. I know. But I haven't said it yet, so don't say that yet. Your number is three. And your category is things you've imagined inside your grandmother. Go.
Oh, food, medicine, water.
Okay, there you go.
That was a good way to get around.
Medicine and water. That's exactly what I thought you would say.
Nice job getting around Hot Wings' attempt at sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Rhonda in West Michigan. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello.
Hi, Rhonda.
How are you?
I need you to name three animals that you would ride into battle.
Dog, cat, horse.
You're little.
Yeah.
But you're good at this. Well done.
Terrifying Rhonda on her battle kitty.
Hello, John in North Dakota.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great.
All right. I challenge you to name three colors of crayons from a Crayola box that are not included in the Roy G. Biv rainbow. Begin.
Strawberry, banana, and vanilla. Oh!
Is there a vanilla crayon?
Probably.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know.
Not in a Roy G. Biv.
I have no idea.
Well, you're quite an advocate for yourself. I'm going to give it to you.
I mean, I don't know what they've renamed those colors in a while.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
hey,
I
will you hand me the banana crayon?
I grew up with burnt umber. So,
yeah. Brick red. That was my go-to. Yeah. No better color than brick red.
Dandelion.
Dandelion.
Periwinkle.
We hadn't invented that. That was still yellow when I was a boy, Maitland.
Yeah. Lemon yellow.
Kenny in Nashville. Hello, Kenny.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Kenny, your number is...
Hello.
Three, and your category is ways to get to space.
On a rocket, flying, and catapult.
There you go.
How big is a... Can you do the math for us real quick, Kenny? Like, how big does a catapult have to be to... Like, how long would the arm have to be? Because if the arm's long enough and you have a good enough counterweight, that would work. But I need to know, how long would that be? Because it sounds like you've done some research.
I think that it could... be done probably from depend upon how much force is used with the spring or the mechanism.
Yeah.
It could be pretty short.
Okay. Well, but like, what's the distance? I'll believe anything you say.
Okay. 100 yards.
A 100 yard.
Okay. I mean, that's confident. A sizable catapult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
Fantastic.
It might be the biggest one ever made.
I'd like to see it. Are you going to do it at Nissan Stadium? Where are you going to launch one? All right. We'll come back to you. Thank you, Kenny.
Remember we watched that video with, they were using,
A centrifuge,
yeah, and they're plan is to launch things into space. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like launch really small satellites and stuff.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty
Joe is in Albany. Hello, Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Why don't you name.
Hey, you there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Why don't you name three penis shaped foods that you like to put in your mouth?
Gummies, carrots, strawberries.
Now, where have you seen a penis-shaped strawberry?
He's peeing with it.
Or a
shaped gummy.
Yeah, or a...
You carve it out.
Oh. Oh, you carve it into a penis. Oh,
you're really okay. Penis-shaped
food. Yeah. I carve all my foods into penis shapes.
I mean, I know a strawberry is generally not penis-shaped, but you'd be surprised what I can do with a paring knife and my teeth.
Yeah, honestly, you can make anything a penis with a paring knife and a good set of teeth.
That's right. Well done, Joe. Yeah. All right.